Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
It's another homie, feeling like the world coming down on me. Gotta pull together, I'ma push through. Gotta press on, that's what I'ma do. I'm a big, strong-minded fella too. Face a big storm with a look anew. No life jacking in my nose running. It's just life practice, I'ma grow from it. If I lose weight and got no money, still I'm on top, cause it's grace on me. My inheritance is bigger than anything I can spend in my name on it. Plus I'm blood-bought, justified. Salvation is the reason I'm alive. Salvation is the reason I'm arrived. It's God or nothing, baby, do or die. Nothing can fade me long as the inside, and I'm killing the flesh, call it suicide. So I'm earning my crown, earning my stripes. God got me some wings, one day I'ma fly. So no matter the test, no matter the trial, the valley, the hill, or the mountain climb, I'ma push through like that last rep on that bench press, cause I got to, and I'm on it.
I've been waiting for this for a long time, and I want it. It's been too long to give up now, and I want it. Gotta bite down, cause it's crunch time, and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it, you said, oh, give it back to me, press down, and I want it, shaking together, running down, and I want it, gotta speak, believe, and receive it now, and I'm on it, cause I want it,
look, necessary. Man, it's right here, so necessary. I do it all for my legacy. Create a pedigree that will be legendary. Giving up, it's not in my itinerary. Fighting till they put me in a cemetery. I'm a visionary, and I'm standing on the word like my feet on top of a dictionary. I need something that's beyond the commentary. Give me revelation, that's how I'ma stand. Without a spirit, I'm just a man. Like the walking dead, call it body bag. When I'm moving on, I got a lot of gas. Staying strong like I'm calling muscle. Staying in his presence where the power at. Seeking what his will is on my knees and knuckles. He's the one I'm calling on when I'm in trouble. And he give me power when I'm facing struggles. He was calling me a king when I was nothing. And he also see me clean when I was dead. And man, I hold it to him. You might not understand it, but I promise I hold it to him. And I'ma prove it through my life that God is ruler, man, I'm on it.
I've been waiting for this for a long time, and I want it. It's been too long to give up now, and I want it. Gotta bite down, cause it's crunch time, and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it. You said, oh, give it back to me, press down, and I want it. Shaking together, running down, and I want it. Gotta speak, believe, and receive it now, and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I've been waiting for this for a long time, and I want it. It's been too long to give up now, and I want it. Gotta bite down, cause it's crunch time, and I'm on it. Cause I want it. I want it. You said, oh, give it back to me, press it down, and I want it. Shaking together, running down, and I want it. Gotta speak, believe, and receive it now, and I'm on it. Cause I want it.
Necessary, man, it's right here, so necessary, necessary, man, it's right here, so necessary, necessary, man, it's right here, so necessary. I do it all for my legacy, create a pedigree that will be legendary. Giving up is not in my itinerary, 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 giving up is not in my itinerary. I'm a visionary, and I'm standing on the word, I'm standing on the word, I'm standing on the word. There might be no type of a dictionary, giving up is not in my itinerary. Resurrected, resurrected, brought to perfection, resurrected, I've been resurrected,
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Shout out to everybody. Peace and blessings to you. Give all honor, glory, and praise to our Heavenly Father. We thank Him. To His only begotten Son, you know Him as Jesus. We call Him Yahshua and His Holy Spirit. We thank You. We thank You. We thank You for another day, breath of life. We thank You all over the earth for turning us on to the four corners. How are you? Break Your Chains, Men of Valor Podcast. For this Thursday, Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Let us clear our hearts and minds and touch and agree in the Spirit all over the earth as we go to the throne of prayer. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come in the name of Your only begotten Son, Yahshua, Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank You for Your Holy Spirit breathing the breath of life into us, giving us another day, waking us up this morning, Lord God. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because You are with us, Your rod and Your staff. They comfort us, they strengthen us. You are here, You breathe upon us. Yea, though we go through situations, trials and tribulations, pains and hurts, Lord God, we keep our faith in You. We keep looking to the hills from which coming our help, and all of our help comes from You. And we say thank You. We thank You for family. We thank You for loved ones. We thank You for all that You do. Father God, I lay my daughter, Kayla Marie Williams, at Your feet right now, Lord God, that You touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God, that You turn things around, Lord God, as we pray for her, Lord God, and strengthen her in prayer, Lord God, as we touch and agree in the Spirit. Father God, I lay myself at Your feet, Lord God, as my family comes with me, Lord God, near and far, Lord God, we pray together, Lord God, touching and agreeing in the Spirit, Lord God, with my loved ones, Lord God, and those that cover us, Lord God, in prayer, Lord God, in support. Father God, we just thank You for all that You're doing, Father God, in the ministry, Lord God, in our businesses, Lord God, all of our businesses, Lord God, all of our family members, Lord God, wherever they are, Lord God, continue to strengthen us because we need You right now, just like all the families in the earth, Lord God. But Father God, we ask You for special prayer right now, right here, the Breaking Chains family, Young Adults Talk family, Father God, the Williams Group, Hills Handy Hands, Sacred Words, all of us, JRE Enterprises, we come together touching and agreeing in the Spirit for the strength and the comfort, Lord God, for the uplifting, Lord God, for the blessings indeed enlarge our territory. Father God, we thank You for all that You're about to do for us. Father God, as we come on the air right now, Lord God, we thank You for our overseer and our mentor, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, Lord God, and all of our P31 ladies, our men of valor, and our Riding Apple program with our Young Adults Talk, Father God. Bring us together, Lord God. Touch and agree in the Spirit as we prepare to break chains. It's time to go at them, Lord God. We thank You. And all of Your children say amen, amen, and amen. We refuse the devil tonight. Let's break chains. YAG Radio. Let's go.
Breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
You know the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, so you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing. Cause I refuse to. I'ma step and press, you know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail, I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sting my prey.
Nah.
I'ma lift him up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
of depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up,
yeah.
Don't go weary in your well doing, just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough,
yeah.
The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping, he said it creeping and seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord, battle with the sword and always stand tall,
yeah.
Might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. His grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it.
Yeah.
It ain't no doubt about it.
No.
That's why I'm running for him like I'm power talking. Look, I love him for real.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pill. He's my mighty battle lack, so I ain't got nothing to fear.
Hey.
Don't need no mattress, I'm a falcon in here.
Hey.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy. Devil sing my praise.
Nah.
I'ma lift them up and phony with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
oh, 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 oh.
just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression, no. Count it joy and temptation. Stage one and three, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience. Patience to overcome, patience to run this race. Patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith. So let us stand united, the devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all, that's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God or nothing. So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed, allow the spirit to work through you. The trouble's on the way, that's something you can't avoid. Now I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord. Cause I let the devil steal my joy. I refuse to let the devil take my praise. I'ma lift him up, it's only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
What's happening, homeboy? Yeah, I see you. Standing there struggling with it, right? Everybody struggle with it, but we don't like to talk about it. Well, I'ma talk about it.
So I work,
I spent my life struggling with doing this.
Just trying to get
until the Lord set me free. Instead of blessing to please these people,
I'm blessed to please these people.
Let's get it.
Hey,
what's happening, homie?
Hey.
What it do, man? Don't know about you, but I'm working, trying to keep pressing, man. In life, with rhymes, I fight with people pleasing. That's Christ. This time, I'm fighting to please Jesus. I'm done with it, dog. All the lying and masquerading, the fronting and the faking. I hate it, life feels so vacant. I used to let them make it, even if it got blatant. No matter how flagrant, I'd let it slide like stealing faces. But now I finally get it, so I ain't ever quitting. I can't be passive and active like players that's been injured. Far from it, I've been hurt, I've been even knocked off my feet. But I'm in Christ and I want life like it's supposed to be.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get him both my best. And I sweat, and I grind, I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get him both my best. And I sweat, and I grind, I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
Where I ain't know who I was, every day I wasted life. Working days of people pleasing, cause I wasn't chasing Christ. Worried about the he say, she say, I'd repeat it like a replay. I was chasing their approval like a runner in a relay. I was believing that if I got it, no doubt it'd be all good. But even if I got it, somehow it would fall through. I tried to keep standing, living by a weak standard. But even Jesus received me based on my weak merit. Lies from the pit, lies I won't forget. Lies that ruin lives and keep you blind to who you is. Standing saved by grace, through faith for Jesus' sake. So what you have count as losses, we press to see it.
I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get him both my best. And I swear, and I grind, I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get him both my best. And I swear, and I grind, I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
See, every Christian's on the track, it's on the track, it's like a scope. Oh, we racing, never pacing, or we running towards the goal. Upward,
calling,
falling,
knowledge,
nothing hollow, not the lotto. Rewards from God the Father, where we should be. No matter what they say, or even throw it up. Keep rolling up and pressing in and showing folks you rest in Him. See, when it's all said and done, I wanna be true to Christ. I wanna stick to the proof and know it's true to life. So look to Him, give up everything to make it to Him. We know Him fully, becoming holy as you pursue Him.
I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I do everything I can, just trying to give these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
Hey, what it is, homeboy? You don't got mine? I see you standing there messing with it, but Philippians 3 for me, baby. I'm pressing in. I'm working to see the Father. Let's look like him. Come on.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk
on YAT Radio.
All right. What's going on? Welcome back to the show. Peace and blessings to you. Breaking Chains, the Men of Valor podcast for this Thursday. Pastor Rod hanging out with you, all honor, glory, and praise to our Heavenly Father, His glorious Son, and His Holy Spirit. I tell you. Thanks for turning us on tonight. 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and get involved in the conversation. Let me throw that disclaimer out there so you can understand. Breaking Chains. His podcast and ministry all about breaking chains and, breaking our connections to the dark world, to the enemy, to the devil, and being reconciled back to the Father through the only begotten Son and covered in His blood and cleansed and then comforted and strengthened and guided through His Holy Spirit. Amen? So that's what we're all about. We definitely go after everything of darkness and the enemy personally. Whether business, worldly, wherever the darkness is, we pray that we are strengthened to bring the light. All right, that's what we're all about. We are radical, we are straightforward, but we all about love. We love everybody. Ain't nothing you can do about that. Don't care what color skin you got, where you come from. You can hate me, but I still love you. You hear me? Because that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm a child of the living God. You know what I'm saying? He is love. God is love. If you don't love me, you don't love God. So you ain't real anyway. So it don't matter. So listen, that's what we're all about. We don't attack the church because we are the church. Upon this rock, Peter, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it. So if you're a child of God, you understand we are His temple because His Holy Spirit dwells inside of us. And His love is inside of us. His grace and His mercy is shown to us. So guess what? Why are we around here all about that hell if we say we children of God? So that's what it's all about. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you the church of the devil, yeah, you going to feel the crunch. So you know what I'm saying? Hey, we all get convicted if we as children. So that's what Breaking Chains is all about. You cool with that? 858-357-9137. Pick up your phone, man. Get involved. Speak up and speak out. Let your voice be heard. It's time to say enough is enough. It's time to stop being pushed around, just settling for things and being complacent and comfortable in things that you know are wrong, not right, illegal. You understand what I'm saying? You know, we got people sitting in high places breaking laws. You know what I'm saying? Selling our, our Social Security number has been sold. Our cell phone numbers, our address, all of our identity, everything has been sold. You know what I'm saying? The elite owns it. Who is the elite? All of the billionaires, trillionaires of this world that have made money off of our back and stolen everything from us and you know what I'm saying? Manipulate us today, lie to us today. You understand? Deceive us today. You understand what I'm saying? Run scams on us today. Allow people to come in and scam us and do all kinds of things through our emails, through our texts, through our phone numbers, at our homes. You understand? Through our children, on your cell phones, everything. And it's allowed. We pay taxes on things that we should own. We pay taxes that we shouldn't even be paying for because guess what? My ancestors built this country anyway, but your ancestors turned things around to benefit them so they can lie, steal, kill, rape, and murder, and manipulate the people. I'm just being honest because tonight is about communicating. So let's talk about it. If you go, communication means talking about it. See, you think that you're a man because you can shoot things that don't make you a man. You think you're a man because you can go get on a camera or a microphone like I'm doing and talk about something, but you can't come out in the open to talk about it. Let me tell you something about Breaking Chains over here and me, Pastor Rod. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say it wherever. You know what I'm saying? Young Adults Talk is about to be 28 years old. That's what it was built upon, just the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? I done told the truth about myself, so you think I ain't going to tell the truth about what it is? What God tell me to tell you? So all I'm saying to you is about communication. brothers, let me tell you something. It's about communication. You got to learn to communicate. Listen, we're so taught to be a man. Oh, yeah. Clear up your face. Be a man. You know what I'm saying? I heard that the whole time growing up. Be a man. But how in the hell I'm going to be a man and I'm doggone 10 years old? You understand what I'm saying? Huh? I'm going to be a man. How in the hell I'm going to be a man at 10? Huh? So all I'm saying, communication. What type of communication are you putting out there? What kind of communication are you training up a child so he know which way to go? When he's older, guess what? He ain't gonna depart from it, he's gonna go back too. Listen, let me tell you something. One thing that a lot of people have lost focus on, listen to what the Apostle James told us in chapter 1. He said, know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Man, we even got Buck Wild out here. Buck Wild. Go down there to Apostle Paul in Ephesians. He told us, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Did you hear that? We around here tearing each other down, slandering each other's name, destroying each other's character. You understand what I'm saying? Cussing each other. We just doing everything with this tongue. And God already told us that piece of meat between your lips, is that tongue right there, can speak life or death. We got all kind of corruption coming out of our mouth. We won't even support each other. Let me tell you something. As a man and a woman of color, how in the hell you right? You expect somebody that ain't got no melanin, and you know what I'm saying, and they skin to respect you? They mad for number one because they can't look like you. And then you bowing down to them, being all crazy and ignorant in your brain. We just communicating, right? We talking about it, right? When you gonna start listening though? You ain't hear what I said? Let every person be quick to hear. Slow to speak, slow to anger. James 1, go read it. See, you want everything done for you. We communicate, right? You want everything done for you. You understand? You don't even want to do the research of why all these food stamp programs, housing programs, Section 8 programs, all these programs were set up to keep you down so you won't focus on you and get into your dreams and your ambitions and your heart's desire and to follow God and to pick up your cross and follow after him and stay focused. You ain't hear me? You don't want to communicate. You don't want to talk about stuff like that. You cool when it's cool, when you got to say so and everything, when you got the last word, when you running everything, when you did this, and you think you got the pull, you got the push, you got the power. Who are you? I know what it is. You don't serve Yah. You just serve you serve that the devil. You understand what I'm saying? And guess what? He ain't the God of nothing. You bow down to somebody that ain't even got no power. He gets his power from you, fool. Ooh, this is how he talking. He ain't no real pastor. He ain't this, he ain't that. Yeah, your pastor ain't real then. If your pastor telling you that old blonde-haired, blue-eyed man hanging up on there that ain't got no color to his skin is your savior, and you believe it like I did as I grew up, you foolish. That means that you ain't studied to show thyself approved before God. And if you go and look up the word God, it ain't got nothing to do with the creator of all creation. His name is Yah. Yahuwah to be straightforward. Hebrew. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, our Savior, Yahshua. Look it up in Hebrew. It said it would sound like Joshua. There wasn't no J back then. So why? Yah. Yahweh. guys show up. But we communicate, right? But we don't want to keep up with sound doctrine. Line upon line, precept upon precept. We don't want to do it. You don't do it. You want to, listen. In order to have proper communication, there has to be some level of respect. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you have that level of respect for one another, guess what? Everybody know that a proverb says that a sour answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. I'm guilty of it just like you. Our tones can be out of whack because of what we're thinking about or what we're dealing with in that day, and our tone and our reactions and responses can be different to this person or that person when it wasn't meant for nobody at all. I'm guilty. Has your speech always been gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you are to answer each person? I'm guilty of that too. When I was mad, I responded to everybody the same way. When somebody was getting on my nerves, everybody got on my nerves. And I responded the same way, guilty. And up to this day, you may hear in my tone that I don't want to be bothered with you. I don't want to talk to you. So I'm guilty. Because when you, listen, we communicate, right? We talking about it. Listen, my brother. Listen, my sister. While you out there looking and riding everybody else's lane, you understand what I'm saying? You supposed to be in your middle lane. You all over there somewhere else in somebody else's lane causing all trouble. Listen, if you're on the highway and you're going and you just crossing over and ain't paying attention, that causes accidents, right? That causes problems, right? So in real life, as you travel along your life journey, God has a plan for you, our Heavenly Father, the creator of all creation, that say, let me tell you something, now I know the plan that I have for you. Understand that now. And stop blaming him for the harm, because he say, I ain't got no harm for you. I want to prosper you. You know what I'm saying? I want to move you forward. I'm just saying it so you can understand. What? And you out there judging people, looking at everybody else, but ain't paying attention to you yet. And you wonder why you going through so much. Listen, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his own opinion. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? Maybe I need to read that to you again. Write this down. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 2. Go take a look at it for yourself. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his own opinion. Huh? Did? Heavenly Father, just thank you for allowing me not to be foolish in that way. Because the doors of the church have always been open over the years. Young adults start to break it down. And I thank him for that humble spirit that he put in my heart in this vision. And it's for all people of his, the Creator, through his only begotten Son. You hear him? We listen now. If you just a flat out devil worshiping child of his, listen, man, what can we do for you but pray? But if you out there lost, seeking the light, want to come in, you know, double-minded, unstable in all your ways, straddling the fence, hey, man, backslider. Remember now, God loves the backslider. He loves the backslider. What? Because listen. We're talking about communication now, right? People would say things to you, and you would allow that to get, and listen, I'm going to say it this way, thank you. We will allow that to get into our mental block. And we hear that. You ain't gonna never be nothing. You ain't nothing. It ain't gonna work. You this. And if you're constantly hearing that, you know what I'm saying, somewhere in on that journey, it's going to affect your life. Unless, listen now. And the only way that it doesn't is that you can get away from it and that you have someone that's still supporting and comforting you besides our, you know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But someone right around here in the earth that's, you know what I'm saying, praying for you and having that ear, having that advice, that godly advice. You heard? See, our young people are being blamed for things that, you know what I'm saying, it's not their fault. You can't blame a child for acting out of the way that he was trained up. If we're not communicating with them, why you want them communicating with you? They're going to go to where they can be listened to and understood. So they find someone to communicate with, and it's not always people that we approve of as parents. Just like our parents were the same way. See, I think that listen now, we communicate now. Don't get mad at me. I'm just bringing it to you. And God gave it to me. Listen to me now. See, we get to a place where we think that we've already achieved everything in life. Oh, I've been there, done that. You understand what I'm saying? The thing about it is that you still breathing. So what you've been there, done that, and been through, be careful that you won't be going through it again. See, because one thing about it is, as you go through a test in life, we communicate now, understand me now. As you go through a test in life, if you don't pass that test, you cannot move forward to the next level. When you're in school and you got to take that test, oh my God. You got to take that test. You can't move forward. You can't move to the next chapter. Listen, you can't move to the next level. You can't go to the next grade. Listen. And if you ain't passing those tests, that grade level ain't where it's supposed to be. You can't even graduate. So what you think is happening in your spiritual life? In your spiritual life, in your spiritual test of life, huh? You don't get at any thoughts because you're so focused and strained, got the sniper eye on for the love of money, which is the root of all evil. That's what he said. That's what God said. He said that. And remember who he is now. The Apostle John told you, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word is Yah. Oh, my God. And you still playing? Isn't it amazing that you get shown love, grace, mercy every day? I think that is amazing, awesome, inspirational, loving moment to wake up in the morning. No matter how I feel, in pain, upset, because listen, you can, when you wake up in the morning and then, listen, you got a headache and you're hurting, that's the first thing going to hit you. But your test of faith, it's immediate that because the devil already, you know what I'm saying, came in. Listen, he says that he wants to make his throne, you know what I'm saying, up there with God, right? So guess what? Listen to this line. Pay attention. We communicate, right? Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen. Your creator, your heavenly Father, creator of all creations, every morning that you wake up, he does this. He says, no, he does this. He blows his breath of life into your nostrils so that you may wake up. You don't know what is going on when you sleep. you know, about your dreams or whatever. But you don't know if he stopped your breath in the middle of the night and just gave it back to you in the morning. You don't know. So let's not even go there. You understand? But I do know this, that he's constantly breathing his breath of life into your nostrils. And when he tells you to wake up, get up, new day, let's go. Guess what happens next? The one who says that, guess what? I'm going to make my throne just, you understand? Right there with you, right there with you, right? You know, he want to be right there. He want to sit on the throne. Okay? He can't do it. But he right there, right there under. So what he do? He comes in. You start thinking about something that you didn't do yesterday, what you got to do today, the bills that's got to be done today, what's going to happen at work, the pain that just hit you, this that hit you, the children, this, got to take the dog out, got to fix some breakfast, got to fix some coffee, got to do, boom, 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 just go. That food just come on in. And you can't tell me you ain't inexperienced. Because you alive, the truth ain't it. You lie just like your dad is the devil. And he comes in immediately after. See, when God comes in, the devil has to try to come in too. That's just a golden nugget for you, you know what I'm saying? Everything else don't cost you when I get up there. Just wait. Listen. When God steps in, just know that foolish one, that fool is right there. When God comes in with that blessing, you understand what I'm saying? That foolish one that's coming in to try to make sure that he's going to try to interrupt. Listen, God can bless me with this today. And guess what? What the enemy going to do is going to go and say, yo, you need to go put that in the bank because the bill is due or the overdraft did this. Or he going to come over here and say, well, listen, you got to do this, you got to do that. Because, listen, it was a blessing to give it to you to take care of that. And we don't think about it. Did you hear what I just said? Some of you was on the same page with me because you were saying, oh, yeah, he blessed you and you had to go do that. That was a blessing. Yeah, you was on the same page with me. But some people was not. We had to pull them over there. See, that darkness was there and we had to turn the light switch on. You hear me? It's about communication. But we got to, listen, let me tell you something. Something that we don't do is that we don't use the word of God to bring people out. We don't use the word of God to be fishers of men. You understand? We don't use the word. You understand? We don't use the word. We use our words. Oh, bro, I've been through that, man. Let me tell you something, man. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be all right, bro. You understand? All you got to do, man, is boop, boop, boop. Man, you're going to smoke some of this. Man, get you a shot of this, man. You know what I'm saying? I took this right here. I did this right here. That's how we come. And we should be asking him, you know what I'm saying? Like David says in 141st chapter of the book of Psalms, he said, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. You understand what I'm saying? So we got to know at all times that the 19th chapter of the book of Psalms says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. See, you didn't wait on the pastor to say that. You need to be saying it too. Because see, one thing about it is, let me tell you about a fool. He going to give an answer before he even hears the question. Because it's his folly and shame. But see, we get all mixed up. How you going to answer and I ain't even asked you yet? See, that's one that want to know everything. They think he know everything. Yeah, you understand? So what we need to make happen and make sure the chains are being broken in this way, guess what? You got to avoid, like 2 Timothy told us. 2 Timothy told us in chapter 2, he said, God told me to tell you to avoid, you know what I'm saying, irreverent babble. It don't mean nothing. It's irreverent. For it will lead people to more and more ungodliness. See, you leading people straight to hell, that blood on your hands. You don't even think about that, do you? You sitting up there just gossiping, bumping your gums, babbling about everybody else's business, telling everybody else's business, and God just writing it down. Boy, guess what? You're going to have to deal with it. Because you're leading people into more and more ungodliness because you got them gossiping and babbling with you. And see, we just communicate. I'm just being truthful because the book of Hebrews tells us in chapter 4 that the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul, the spirit, of the joints, the marrows, discerning the thoughts and intentions of your heart. What you think about? What you got in your mind? What you doing? When does the communication take place? I'm talking about communication starts at home. Communication starts with you individually. Man, I ain't talking about myself. I ain't talking about what you talking about individually. But this is fool. And if this didn't fit you, don't worry about it. But the ones that's with that babbling. Let me tell you something. And go read about yourself in the book of Proverbs. Now, when you say, I call you a fool. You got a lot of times you've been talked about in the book of Proverbs. Just know that, okay? Just know that. Because if you ain't getting the truth and sound doctrine, or wherever you at, wherever you say you going to worship and fellowship and everything, re-examine. It's that time of season. It's God or nothing. And God is about truth. God said in order to worship him, you got to worship him in spirit and in truth. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to the Father without going through me. Keep hearing about that truth, huh? So stop accepting the lies. That's the truth right there. Stop accepting lies. You won't have to worry about not hearing the truth. See, let me tell you something. We got a lot of lessons still to learn. And they will constantly tell all the people of color. You understand? Black. You need to study the genetics of who you are. You understand? The slaves came over after Yahshua. They had to kill him first so they can switch up the word. See, if you take the living word out the earth, you go, oh boy, here we go. Amen. Get what? All these theologians, boy, they ears came up like the dog ears come up. When you hear something, it's Scooby, listen to me now. The slaves came after Yahshua. They had to kill Yahshua because he was the living word. He was the word, is the word, and I am that I am. Listen, the living word was walking in the earth in the flesh. So you knew that there was nothing that you could do with the word. Oh, you ain't hear what I said. Listen to me now. There was nothing you could do with the living word walking in the earth. There was nothing that you could debate all day long, but you debating against the word. I am. What? You proved right there that you was a fool and didn't even respect the fact that he was who he say that he was. Me and my father, Lord, if you see me, you see my father. You didn't even accept that. And here I am, down here in 2024, telling you about this, and you had a chance to be in his presence right there and be able to touch him in the flesh. You fool. We communicate, right? Are you serious? And you didn't believe that he was right there? You seeing the miracles live and in living color in his presence. Seeing his power, making a lame man walk, making a blind man see, raising Lazarus from the dead, putting the evil spirits into the swamp, every time that they come, you can't deal with it. You couldn't deal with it then, so you had to kill the living word so you can, listen, so you can infect the word. You can infect it with your diseases and your lies and your corruption, because that's what you did. And this is no attack to anybody, but you did it with your, listen, devil, you did it with your homosexual friends, your homosexual sons in the earth. The thinking that they did things in secret that nobody was going to find out about to be able to approve things so they could continue to make it like it's a law and it's legal for them to rape men, for them to kill women and children. Sacrifice humans, you understand what I'm saying? Have sex with men and their families. Man, are you serious? Bow down to your masters, obey your masters, and you're going to put it on God. So you can tell the enslaved man that you brought over here to obey your master and bow down or bend over. Are you serious, man? But see, you don't want to break chains. You don't want to hear this. You better go study your history. And you let your sons walk around here with their pants hanging off their butt. Go study your history where it came from. If too many had a song back in the day called Juicy. Oh, Juicy. You understand what I'm saying? When he had his pants hanging off his butt, the master knew that that was some Juicy. That Juicy fruit. Man, you better get away from me with that. Huh? What's wrong with you, man? Ooh, listen to Pastor. Listen to how he does. Pastor ain't supposed to be talking about. Listen, I'm telling you this because I love you. You need to go read this for yourself because it's out there. God says that my people perish for the lack of knowledge because they reject the knowledge. And since you reject the knowledge, you rejected me. So since you rejected me, I'm going to make your children suffer for it. You don't reject me. I'm your creator. What's wrong with y'all? Seriously, man? Listen. We still in the book of Proverbs. Listen to what Proverbs 16 says. It says, the heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips. You think I care about you getting mad at me, about you worrying about how my delivery is? You worrying about my delivery instead of saving souls. You understand what I'm saying? You worrying about how I'm saying it instead of getting out there being a fisher of men. You understand what I'm saying? You worried about how my tone is instead of representing, showing that you're part of the royal priesthood. You understand what I'm saying? You worried about what I said and how I'm coming at you and what I'm calling out instead of you understanding that I'm an ambassador of the kingdom of God. You understand what I'm saying? None of that matters to me, man. That's just your opinion. God's word vetoes everything that you say. If it ain't in the word, man, listen. And you can read your King James Version all day long. I know it's been corrupt. Let me tell you something. We got to go back. Let's go get the Hebrew Bible. You understand what I'm saying? We go first, man. Let's get into it. What about the Geneva Bible? You know what I'm saying? You talk about Greek and everything. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know no Greek, man. I was born here in this place called the U.S. of A. LLC. That all these states signed under and became. You understand? Because all of them was part of the good old boy clique back then. You came over here and stole and took everything. Killed people and took it. You can't come here and say that you invented something and discovered something that was already here and had people of color already around here living like kings who they are and queens. Well, man, get on with me. You want me to think, you've been teaching me all my life that I wasn't nothing just a slave. I come from a bunch of slaves. What you thought, that I wasn't going to get wives in my older age or something? It ain't just happened today. I've been watching y'all for a long time just like you've been watching me. Rockwell had that song, I always feel like somebody's watching me. It's your evil, crooked, old, foolish self. You devil, what you looking for? see you too. Where you going with that, man? See, you ain't used to nobody coming back at you. Because let me tell you something. If I was still that old, see, let me tell you something. Prophet Jeremiah told me so. He said, the Lord put out his hand and touched your mouth. Said to you, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. He told it to the prophet then. He told the prophet Rod too, a while back. Because let me tell you something. You know, a wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful envoy brings healing. Let me tell you something. Whether or not you support this ministry, man, or part of it, or whatever the case may be, for come June, man, and I'm always talking about it because I give God glory. Let me tell you something. Come June 26, 2024, Young Adults Talk will be 28 years old. You understand what I'm saying? And God gets all the glory because he has supplied his every need. You understand? He has supplied my every need. I may have wanted that, but he supplied the need. And a lot of us don't want to settle that. You understand? Listen, we have to make sure that we get ourselves together. We have to get to a place that we have to be like Colossians 3, where it says that right now, it says, but now you must put these all the way: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. See, if we are part of the royal priesthood, if we are heirs to the kingdom, joint heirs to the throne, is that what our Heavenly Father has taught us? Is that what he's teaching us through his only begotten Son, filled with his Holy Spirit? Is that how we should be acting? See, because in Ephesians 4, he lets us know that, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, our Savior. And one thing that we forget, like Timothy told us in 2 Timothy, that all Scripture, not some, but all Scripture is breathed out by Yah and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, not in killing, stealing, murder, slander, malice, and all that. See, God told you, listen, Yah said to you, what I meant for good, they're going to turn it around and try to mean it for bad. They're going to try to make good into bad and bad into good. And it's happening right in our eyes, and you are allowing it. So that means that you are accessory to the crime. We just communicate, right? You're an accessory to the crime. What crime is being committed? You are bringing people away from the truth into your foolish, deceitful life. You are an anti-Christ. You may not be the anti-Christ, but you are a anti-Christ because you are anti-Christ. Y'all are so dramatic out there. You understand what I'm saying? It's real. It's real. You got to start communicating to yourself. Rebuild yourself up in your communication and your relationship with the Heavenly Father. So you get the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You can't lose. No matter what the situation looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it sounds like, he's always in charge. He's sitting on the throne. He's the creator of all creation. He's the Heavenly Father. And we have an advocate, his only begotten Son, Yahshua, sitting right there by him. He's right here. advocating for you and me right now. Remember that he said, I knew you before you entered into your mother's womb. You understand what I'm saying? So he's been known you. You just known you however old you are. How many years you've been in this earth is how long you known you. But our creator say, I knew you before you entered into your mother's womb? Come on, man. How you going to try to keep competing against that? One thing that we have to do is learn better communication. And it starts at home. It starts at home. Because one thing about it, my brothers, one thing about it, my sisters, St. Matthew tells us what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. And this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, self, false witness, and slander. Ain't that something? So if your heart is filled with all that corruption, that's what's going to proceed out your mouth. But if you got the love of God, faith the size of a mustard seed of the Most High, filled with His Holy Spirit, cleansing His mind, that the seed is filled, ain't going to come out your mouth because it ain't in your heart. That anger will disappear and fade away. That malice will disappear and fade away. Everything that is against Yah will fade away. See, pain causes anger. I know. I'm speaking from personal experience. And I've seen talk can just be all about you saying negative things about a person. Your cursing. Listen, your thoughts, period. It may not come out of your mouth, but it's in your mindset. So it's swirling around up in there. Is that what your heart is all about? Start letting your heart represent who you are. Leave that nonsense alone, man. If you ain't getting paid to act and be an actor, stop doing it. If you ain't on the TV getting paid, leave it alone. You heard me? Who you trying to impress by acting and lying and deceiving people? Take your mask off. Be you. Stop hiding. Who you hiding from? Who you hiding from? Because let me tell you something. You know, listen, because the people that don't care about you, they don't care about what's happening with you, man. They can get out you what they want, drain you, and then they go. They don't care. The children of the Most High, He gonna always send them around. Stop running from your blessing. Stop pushing it away. Test the Spirit by the Spirit of the Most High, the true and living Yah, that dwells inside of you through His Holy Spirit. Test that spirit by the spirit. Test everything. Everybody's spirit everywhere. Let His spirit have it. Follow Him. He said, pick up your cross and follow me. He ain't got to follow you. He already there. He said, I never leave no forsake. He everywhere you go. Did you forget that? He see things you see and don't see. He see things before they even happen. He hear your thoughts before they even hit you. You know your actions. If you ain't hear what I said, if you ain't studied your word, you ain't heard nothing. Stop playing games, man. Because one thing about it is that when you put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. You hear what I said? Put away all falsehood. Speak the truth. Speak the truth with the Young Adults Talk. We all members of one another, man. You can better get away from that. That's what God said. Y'all told us that. And we just trying to keep pushing. You keep pushing and pushing with your racism, your bigotry, your hatred, everything. And he told you that a fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds. Let me tell you something. If I had to vent the way that a fool vents out here for the way that you threw rocks and try to keep coming at me, man, please. I'd be hating worse than what I'm hating. So I'm hating more now because I quietly hold it back. I don't call your name out. I don't point over at you. I don't put you on under the spotlight. For what? I ain't giving you glory. I'm giving Yahuwah glory. His only begotten son, Yahshua HaMashiach, glory. His Holy Spirit, glory. Period. You heard? Okay. Don't get it twisted. Because ain't no playing with you. You better understand who we are and where we're coming from. We're children of God, man. We don't antagonize anybody. We don't tempt no situation. But we let you know, ain't no more playing around. No more playing around. Get the minds right. We break a chain. Men of Valor Podcast. Or we communicate. 858-357-9137. Where you
God
at?
Bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
All the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
woo!
Yeah, yeah.
This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now. That we handling our responsibilities, you understand? We not gonna get caught with our work undone.
Yeah, yeah,
here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go.
I'm a king.
Let's go.
I'm a king. I'm a priest.
Yeah,
I'm a priest.
Yeah,
I'm a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I know they ain't gotta tell me.
But I promise I'ma get mine. We're too close to the end time. But you better recognize and give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family.
Yeah.
This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year.
Yes, sir,
it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this deal. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body.
Yeah.
I'm saved and I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands, shot to control of my spirit, soul, and body.
Woo.
Whatever you want, you got it.
Yeah.
That's just my gratitude. Nobody ain't mad at you. I'm just a saint with an attitude. And I don't run before them. Just when my family's in a crisis, I stay before them. Because in crisis, I belong to you. You the reason.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
Speak the word over my
You better transform us over your shoulders, dude. Get up off of your feet for nothing and let the Lord take control of you. Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through. Complete the journey no matter how far. Yeah, better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward with the word of God as your mindset. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus served the notice against the gates of hell. You can't prevail where God stays.
Nah,
I'm believing what the word says. That's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time. I just deserve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face. Well done, good and faithful serving. It's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place.
Yeah.
Raise my children up in the Lord.
Yeah.
Love my wife like Christ loved the church and take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth because I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Yeah.
We marching, we marching, we stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping. The kingdom of God is taking over.
Let's do this work.
I'm a king. We marching.
Because God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet. I speak the word of my... What's up with all honor, glory, and praise to our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, His only begotten Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, filled with His Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I'm a king, I'm a priest, I'm a prophet. Speak the word over my family. Me and Father, hey, listen, you got family members, man, that can't even stand your old self. But guess what? You still got to love and pray for them. You heard? You still got to, you got to speak the Spirit over. Hey, welcome back to the show, man. Step into the second hour. Just wanted to come on and rap with you for a few minutes, man, and talk about communication. The Men of Valor Podcast with Pastor Rod hanging out. Shout out to our overseer and our mentor, Pastor Dr. LeVert Kemp. I know sometimes you may, and no disrespect to anyone, you may be wondering what happened to all the people that have come across these doors, may come through the doors. Listen, we pray for them. We uplift them. And whatever their journeys are in life and on this spiritual journey, man, we continue to bring them in prayer. So many, man, and I personally stopped just calling out names instead of, except our mentor and our overseer. You know what I'm saying? I acknowledge my family because I have to. You know what I'm saying? I acknowledge our P31 ladies. You know what I'm saying? I can call them out. You know what I'm saying? And you know, the ones that are consistent in what they do. You know what I'm saying? And in their support. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody's praying for you that's there, man. You know, a lot of people. And you know, you talk about, like, Sister Amy, man, love you, man. Listen, you have her out there, man, that's putting things on, man, controlling engineering. And, you know what I'm saying, ain't never really been trained in radio engineering. So, you know what I'm saying, controlling things. You have Sister Andrea. We love you, Sister Andrea. Thank you so much. You know, and her family, have her family listening. They're traveling on weekends. You know what I'm saying? We pray for them. You know, I'm just saying, man, you know, our P31 ladies have been consistently there. You know what I'm saying? I my sister Sonia and my niece Jade are consistently there. You know what I'm saying? Listening, man, not always talking, but constantly praying. You know what I'm saying? And that's my sister. We grew up together, so, you know, sometimes I want to put it in a chokehold. Can't stand your family sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Love them all the time. But then, you know what I'm saying, we got them, Sister Summerlin. You know, I see Sister Summerlin, and she got so much going on here and there, moving about. We have to keep her lifted in prayer. Sister Carcetta, who, you know what I'm saying, who's had a lot going on in her physical. But you know what I'm saying? You look at people, man, and hear the testimony, and you see God's glory. You know what I'm saying? You have to give him glory because you hear that testimony, and you see God's hand. You see his work because, most of us ain't even supposed to be here today, truth be told. I mean, it's just about the truth, man. I say we communicate, right? So you got to understand those situations that are going on. You know what I'm saying? Jillian and Jay up the road and her family. You understand what I'm saying? People that are out of town. You know what I'm saying? Family in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? My family in Baton Rouge, you know, Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? My folks in Louisiana. My family, Karen and her family, who just lost her nephew, who was very close to me, Jiren. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Neff. But that family down there, man, keep them lifted in prayer. And his family out in Houston, Texas, and his mother, Lola. You know what I'm saying? So much is going on around us. My cousin, Al, his son, Kelsey, unexpectedly, the cancer has come back. Let me say it this way. The doctor has given him 2 weeks to live, but the chief physician ain't gave him none of that. You understand what I'm saying? So we keep him lifted in prayer. You know what I'm saying? We got to pray for one another. You know, prayer changes things. You know what I'm saying? My dad put that thing together, that poster. It says, let all souls unite and pray. But we don't want to come together because we so separate. We so pulled in so many different directions because we don't think 2 Chronicles 7:14 has anything to do today. Because it said, well, he already healed our land when he sent his only begotten son. Yeah, dumb, he did. But see, prayer still works today like it did yesterday. You understand what I'm saying? Prayer don't change because prayer, prayer is your communication with the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You understand the communication? Boy, let me tell you, you got to talk to him and you got to worship him. You're spirit and in truth. How do you worship him? Spirit and through truth is through prayer. And then you got to get in that private place. You got to get in your private closet and shut the door behind you and talk to him. You see, you all into the distraction mode, got the TV all up loud, got the music playing, you in the room with everybody, you understand what I'm saying? And you how God hear you and you don't hear him. Ooh, you ain't hear that. You ain't hear that. Listen, man. Just understand. You in a new year. You're in a new time, in a new era. Everybody's pushing down on you about the solar eclipse that's coming up next month, next couple of weeks. You understand what I'm saying? You're a child of the living God. You ain't worried about none of that stuff. I'm not. Because God's will is going to be done. The creator of all creation, Yahuwah, Yah. That's the one I'm talking about. I don't know which one you worship, but that's who I worship. You understand? The Heavenly Father. I am that I am. Send me. My stubborn, disobedient, sinful ways. But I'm still an apple of his eye. You understand what I'm saying? He still made the sacrifice of his only begotten son to save my life. Would you do that for me? Would you sacrifice your child? I'm just saying. We communicate, right? So, man, we just got to get it together. We got to get it together. You know, because we doing too much. Too much. We doing too much. Because, and listen, we have neglected everything that God has given us. So how can we expect anything, you know what I'm saying, always good to come our way? And we're not doing what he has given us good. The land, the earth, you know what I'm saying? Look at it. The food. We've allowed the enemy, the devil's hands, to come into the hands of men and women in the earth and corrupt it. And we still sit back and do nothing. Well, it's time to say enough is enough. It's time for you to speak up and speak out. It's time for you to stand on the word of the true and living God. Yahshua, I am that I am. His son, Yahshua HaMashiach. You understand what I'm saying? You got to be filled with his Holy Spirit. In order to be sure that you know what you do, know what you say. Because one thing about it, he told Amos that I don't do nothing without revealing my secrets to my servants, the prophets. So one thing about it is that, you know, every last one of us have allowed our tongues to get like a raging bull. But you gotta always remember that Yah says whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Remember that now. And don't think that you gonna just state your case and nobody else gonna say nothing. Remember now, you on a life journey. You get tested every day. Somebody's always watching you. Why do I say that? Because the book of Proverbs says the one who states his case first seems right until the other comes and examines him. Mind your mouth. Because on the day of judgment, the scriptures say that people will give account for every careless word that they spoke. And I'm going to say this right here. Always remember, my brothers. Always remember, my sisters. Read the book of Proverbs. Gain some knowledge and understanding, okay? Because he lets us know that gracious words are like a honeycomb. Sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Gracious words are like a honeycomb. He gave you two things right there for your health. Listen to me now. The gracious words is that sweetness to the soul. And that honeycomb is that health to our body. Do we eat honeycomb? Organic honeycomb? Are we taking care of ourselves? We communicate, right? We just talk. Are you taking care of yourself? Mentally, physically, spiritually, so that your soul may be healthy. Right? Listen now. I'm finna go. But I'm gonna leave you with this. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? Do you? You know somebody? Listen. You know a man or a woman who is hasty in their words? Let me tell you something about it now. Now this is y'all talking to you. There's more hope for a fool than for him. Huh? Huh? Let me say that to you again. Do you see a man or a woman who is hasty in their words? If you do, there's more hope for a fool than for them. Right? That's what y'all say. Better get yourself right and know that a gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. Stop breaking people's spirit with that BS coming out your mouth. Man, I love you, and then turn the corner. That old, I ain't mad. Man, you better see what I just said. That perverseness in your thoughts, in your mind, in your heart, coming out your mouth. Hypocrite. Talking about, I love you. Don't tell me you love me and show me something. Listen, you're going to speak the word, walk it. We need to walk it out and shut your mouth and stop talking it out. Because if you ain't talking it and what you're walking, it don't mean nothing to nobody but your foolish self. You hear? I don't care about you mad at me. God got me. Scripture tell me, let me tell you something. Y'all said, if I be for you, who can be against you? You can be against me all day, but y'all got my back. And that means I got all of heaven with me. Huh? All right. Woo. All right. Thank you for turning us on today. Tell a friend about a friend that we're here. Break a change, man. Get involved. We're gonna relaunch a lot of things, man, and wanted to make sure, but we're going to wait till our anniversary month, and we just going to be like the Gap Band. We're going to drop the bomb on them. You know what I'm saying? We're coming out just differently. And speaking of dropping bombs, let's continue to pray for the world, man, and people in the Middle East and third world countries, man, that are going through bombing and killing and shelling and, you know, things coming at them, man, and being held back from aid. Just a whole lot of things going on world, man, that you're not seeing, that you're not being told the truth about. Let's continue to pray for our sisters and brothers in the foreign country, because we all in the foreign country. You understand what I'm saying? We all are. So let's continue to pray for one another, no matter their skin color. Keep them lifted in prayer, that the spirit of the Most High Yah will come upon us all, and that we will come back into this one place, and this one Lord, one baptism, one church, and that we will come unto Him, and that we will be a part of His tree of life. You understand what I'm saying? That we'll be a branch that's already there, and that the others can be a newness and come and find His marvelous light out of that darkness that we've all come across. We've all been there. So let's continue to lift each other up in prayer. He said, pray without ceasing, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Father God, y'all, we just bow down to you right now, y'all. We say thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to come across this platform. We pray for all of those Blog Talk Radio, whoever they are. But we thank you for this platform that you've given us for 15 years to bring your word. We say thank you, Father God. Thank you. We thank you for your only begotten Son, Yahshua. We thank you for His blood, the remission of sins, our iniquities, everything that we've done and been a disgrace to you. We thank you for the reconciliation. We ask that you continue to move upon this ministry, that it will continue to do your works, give you all the honor, glory, and praise. Pray for all of my family, near and far, no matter where they are, what they're doing, that your Holy Spirit touch their hearts. Let them come on in and see that they need to break chains. Father God, I lay down my P-31 ladies, our men of valor, and our rotten apple young adults. We lay them at your feet right now, that you cover them and keep them, and their families watch over them. Keep your loving arms around us. We thank you, Yah, as you send out your guardian angels, stand God over wherever we are to keep us safe, protect us from the dangers seen and unseen. As you continue to walk with us, talk with us, never leave nor forsake us. We honor, glorify, and praise your holy name. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Pray that something was said that touched your heart and broke chains, man. Don't forget Saturday morning, we'll be doing prayer. Check us out on the Younger Dose Talk page and come and join us on the Breaking Chains line as we come together in unity and fellowship and pray. Coming over here real soon, we're going to be, I keep saying it, and you got to keep speaking that into existence and had a couple of meetings and woo, what a blessing. We'll leave it right there. So continue to pray for us and we're praying for you. Remember, we love you. Ain't nothing you can do about that. And just know that it's our season and it's time for you to walk in it. Stop being afraid. Get up and do what God has already destined, ordained, and anointed, and appointed, and called, and chose you to do. We accept it and receive it in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. God bless you. I love you. We out of here. Peace. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to bless us. I've been waiting on your donation at the Cash App. $YATLIVE. Go on the Cash App right now. I don't care where you are, what you're doing. Pause. Bag up. Go to Cash App and hit the $, you know, and punch in $ Y as in yellow, A as in apple, T as in Tom, L as in love, I, what is inside here, right? And V, victory, and E, yes. How about that? Yet lie. Send your donation, man. Bless us. Send your love offering. We ain't begging for it. I'm just saying. You know, you like to send that donation. All right? God bless you. Have yourself a good night. We love you, and y'all loves you, too. Because it's our season. We break chains.
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? And I'm taking it off the top just like that, you understand?
Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause these faith work if I love,
yeah.
And I love the fact that he saved me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on this direction, it's surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear around like a necklace,
yeah.
God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like life camera action. With this jealousy and blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. I need everybody to get with it. All the walls beat and build time to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together. Like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound. Unbelieving but better. And what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference. And to everybody that listening, you need to do your own part of bitching and stop looking off from a distance. Stop the talking, let's do this. Looking around like what's the next move here. Just follow me and I'm gone, boy.
Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. Though he slay me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. And that's the evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who said represent the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. With a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. just a chosen vessel for the time at hand. And it's a father's plan that I reveal his plan.
Let's go.
So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is.
Yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy.
Cause I believe the impossible. And I'ma go wherever the father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the juice on me. I got his glow for sure.
I see it now like the sun. Arriving up over the horizon. Cause it's my season. See it still as my feel now here. And I got the heart of a lion. So hear me roar. It ain't no stopping me. I'ma fulfill this prophecy. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Ain't no stopping me, no. It ain't no stopping me,
no way.
It ain't no stopping me,
no.
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.